Welcome to our last day of Warrior Goddess Wise Challenge. Today, our focus is on unconditional wisdom and unconditional loving and what that means in relationship to being wise. When we're conditional, we say basically, I will love you if. We say this to ourselves and to others. If I am perfect, if I lose weight, if I have the job, if I have a partner, then I'll love myself. So we give ourselves conditions for acceptance. And we do the same thing with others when we're conditional, which is we remove our love if somebody is doing something we don't like, and we put our love back when they're behaving. So we create all these conditions. And we also do the same with life of like, I'll be, you know, pleased with life and okay with life as long as it's going the way that I think it should be. Learning how to shift from being conditional to unconditional is about maturing into our wisdom and understanding that the world is flawed, that there's hurt, that there's poverty, that there's all sorts of challenges and suffering that happen in the world, and that we also will suffer as humans, that there's loss, that there's grief, that there's heartbreak. And that when we're shifting to being more unconditional in relationship with self and others and with life, we're choosing to love. We're choosing to use everything in our lives to become more accepting and present and loving and fierce in our gratitude. Being unconditional is not about not having boundaries or not ever taking action, being like, oh, everything's fine. You know, this is another echo of the surrender conversation that we had around surrender and spirit, that being unconditional is knowing when to let go and when to take action, and that we don't remove our love, that we stay connected to our heart, that we stay connected to our respect, that we stay connected to our acceptance. And that place of being unconditional, what I've seen is that the more unconditional we are in relationship to self and others, the more joyful we are, the more creative we are, the more powerful we are, the more deeply we can listen to what's needed in the moment and bring all of our energy to take action or to remain still. That we're incredibly fluid, that we feel a connection to the divine, that we're soft but strong, that we're fierce but relaxed, that we're loving and clear. When we talk about unconditional wisdom, this is a big shift in a paradigm that we've all been in. Because we're in now a paradigm that is basically built on judgment and punishment and conditions and reward. And when we step out of that system, because it's really a system that we're stepping out of, instead of punishing ourselves to become better people or judging ourselves so we can become wise, we understand that judging and punishment is a short-term solution because it's based in fear. When we shift towards being unconditional, we're inviting change to happen. We're guiding ourselves through respect. We understand that things are going to go wrong, that there's going to be mistakes, and we stay steady in our presence, that we don't withdraw our energy or our love. We can have boundaries, and that those boundaries are clear and in relationship to ourselves and other. They're relational. And I think that's something that's so beautiful about stepping into our unconditional wisdom, is that we understand that connection and relationships and weaving ourselves back into life to understand that we're interdependent in such a beautiful way. And that as we reconnect unconditionally with life, what emerges is more gratitude for things exactly the way they are, more joy. And also an understanding of if we want something to be different, we put action towards it. And that we can keep our hearts open even when it's hard. That we can be fierce and loving. It's been such an honor to be on this journey with you about stepping into wisdom. And these have been little bite-sized pieces. There is so much more. And how our wisdom is connected to our self-care, of caring, learning how to care for ourselves in an unconditional, supportive, cheerleading, present, wise way. That we understand how precious we are. And that we tap into our wisdom of how to best support this being that we are at this time. And that we also understand that self-care is not just about this human, that when we are caring for self, we open up to caring for all other beings, not from a fixing, changing, but from a compassionate place. I care about other people's lives and experiences, and that I can show up and be present with other people's heartbreak, with their disappointment, with their grief, with their fear, because I can stay connected to my own disappointment and grief and fear and wild love. Self-care realizes at the depth that we are part of everything, that we're not separate. And that as we care for self, we're rippling out our care for all beings, human and non-human, visible and invisible. So as we close our Warrior Goddess Wise Challenge, I want to thank you for your steadiness, for showing up for yourself, for deepening into what it means to be wise and patient and still and joyful. And to invite you into deepening and opening more fully into what does your being need to be more grounded, to be more present, to connect with stillness, to heal your emotional, energetic, mental, and physical being. To be in relationship with your intuition and with your surrender. To be more gentle and more fierce with yourself from a place of wisdom. To take responsibility for what's yours, to understand the consequences and to not feel paralyzed, but actually feel empowered by understanding what you're responsible for. And also knowing what to let go, what and how to let go as part of your self-care. That self-care isn't about all bubble baths and sweetness. That self-care is actually about having hard conversations, about being ruthlessly honest with ourselves about where we're at with love, about stepping towards challenges, about being with other people's disappointment and grief, about taking responsibility for what's ours to heal and taking action towards that. Self-care is a radical step towards honesty, presence, and wisdom. And sometimes it's sweet and easy, and sometimes it's hard and like, okay, how do I support myself in unconditionally doing something that's hard, that I don't want to, that I'm scared of? So we learn to stand with ourselves and cultivate this wise part of us that can hold our hand and guide us forward. Thanks for being on this journey, and I hope to see you in the future on another warrior goddess / wild willing wise experience. Take good care of yourself. Blessings.